The Koi Gig Pod.
You know, Arsenal are still mathematically going for the title. You know, it's going to be an intense run in for them. And then we've got huge internationals again coming up, and it puts a lot of pressure.
Subscribe to The Koi Gig Pod on the Off The Ball app now.
Off The Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
To the women's, the Lidl LGFA league final at the weekend. Two of the great forwards going up against each other in Armagh and Kerry. I'm delighted to say Louise Galvin is with us to help preview the game. Louise, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, lads. How's things?
What kind of a match do you expect this to be? We hope that in the style of the week that's in it, it's going to be a classic a la the men's final.
Yeah, I'd say it will be, because to be honest, these are two very attacking teams. They obviously played this year above an Armagh in a regular season game. Didn't play last year against each other, but then the previous year would have had the Division 2 League final and an All-Ireland quarterfinal. And all three of those games have been absolutely cracking meetings. They're footballing teams that like to play with a lot of pace. And as you mentioned there in your introduction, two of the best forwards you'll see in the game. Two very different forwards as well in Amy Mackin and Louise Naberher, take two very different styles. But I actually think for the neutral, this is definitely a game worth tuning in for. Armagh are on a bit of a crest of a wave. They came up from Division 2. They would have played before us in the Division 1 final last year. I think they had four goals by halftime. They beat Laois in that Division 2 decider and came up, and I suppose all guns blazing in Division 1, and were unbeaten up until the last round against Dublin, where they ploughed a bit of a weakened team, because to be honest, they were already in the league final. So they are on a bit of a crest of a wave, coming back into the top tier and are aiming for their first ever league title. I suppose in Kerry's case, we were in a similar position last year where we'd come up from Division 2. And the initial thing you want, it's so hard to get out of Division 2. It's now two up, two down, but it was one up, one down for ages. And it was so difficult to get up that you fear going down. So you kind of attack the league at the beginning to make sure you get a few wins. Then you might build a bit of momentum, and all of a sudden a league final in Croke Park isn't that far out of your eyesight. So we were probably in quite a similar position last year as Armagh are this year, and had a good day in the final against Galway as well. So it's great to have silverware to be up for in Croke Park in early April, and they'll both be looking to attain that.
And is it does it take on a life of its own, I suppose, is the important part here, as opposed to having an eye on championship, that actually this game you can pretty much put all of your eggs into it, knowing that there's enough time and enough backdoor to recover? Or will there automatically be one eye on championship for both these sides?
Look, no one's going to want to pick up medium to long term injury, because it is a very hectic schedule from here on in. Kerry are out in 2 weeks. They play three Munster Championship round robin games and then a Munster final. But in terms of having to peak in 2 weeks' time, no, that's not the case for Kerry or realistically Armagh. There's plenty of opportunity to get back up. And if anything, there'll have to be kind of a bit of a come down and a build back up towards that championship peak form. So I actually think there will be all guns blazing for this weekend. I suppose, like, it's still a national championship, and that is huge. Like, Armagh are going for their first. I know Kerry have 13, but I mean, most of these players just have won from last year. They hadn't won that in donkey's years before then. So it's not like they're falling out of players' pockets. So actually, no, this will be fairly gung-ho. I think it's to get one up in each other as well. Like, Armagh obviously won above an Armagh in the Box Athletic Grounds earlier this year, but Kerry had won the previous two in the bounce. So they'll want to kind of get that bit of dominance back on top of Armagh as well, in case they're meeting later on the year, which I'd say is quite the possibility, the way both teams are going.
Louise, will you talk to us a bit more about that difference in styles between Amy Mackin and Louise Naberher-Hertig, and how suited either are to Croke Park?
Yeah, well, listen, the best players are all suited to Croke Park. I suppose Amy, she definitely is. Like, I've played with Louise for years, so I don't want to say she's the best footballer in the country. Louise is the reigning footballer of the year, but Amy is an incredibly special talent. Difference between them, Amy's quite left-footed, although she has added a right foot to her game, more so noticed definitely in the league. And I even listened to a podcast, and she was saying when she was injured last year, the AFLW, she worked a bit more on her other leg, and you could see that. She has an incredible shooting range. She's rangy. She glides across the pitch. And like, if you let her get quick ball into you and leave her one-on-one, there's no stopping her. And, you know, she's probably someone who's still coming into her prime in terms of her physical development. Louise is definitely the greatest footballer I've certainly ever played with or seen live. She's incredibly balanced, two-footed, very smart, uses her body well. Probably doesn't have the same maybe speed as Amy, but she's wily out, and just her control of the ball, her game awareness, her experience, and that kind of, they're both big game players as well, that, you know, if they need to convert a free or convert a chance late in the game, they're both going to have the mentality to do it as well. So two contrasting styles, but definitely I'd say the two best footballers in the game.
And our,
from an inside forward scoring point of view, I suppose.
So obviously when you're playing with either of these players, or if you're managing them, you're trying to get the ball in their hands as early and as often as possible. Who's doing a better job of that at the moment?
Well, I suppose certainly Armagh are doing it at the moment. And that's where, you know, form coming into this game and what both teams are trying to do. This is where there's a bit of a contrast as well. As I said, Armagh have really hit the ground running, and I think they're much closer to maybe their championship form than Kerry are at the moment, and to their settled 15. Up in the game in Armagh, the pace in the game suited Armagh better. And I think if Kerry are to be successful on Sunday, they'll have to learn to kind of manage the game a little bit better. So the Kerry are full of footballers and pace as well. But I think if you just play that box-to-box game, it'll suit Armagh better. And it can tend to turn into that game against them, because naturally, Kerry want to attack, and Armagh are definitely all out attacking as well. So I think it'd be more in Kerry's interest to try and take a little bit of a sting out of the tail. I think from playing the likes of Meath and that over the years as well, Kerry have a lot of experience in kind of working a score, slowing it down a little bit, just because we've had to do it against maybe packed defences. So I think if we need to do that and slow it down and almost invite Armagh players back every now and again, just that the game's gotten a bit frantic, then Kerry are going to have to do that. Whereas if it becomes very box-to-box, end-to-end, I'd fear against Armagh. Like in that game up there, Armagh were, I think, 175 up at half-time. Not like a bit of a slightly dodgy goal conceded. And then Kerry just got back on top, and Armagh hit them for like 2-1 in the last few minutes, and ended up winning by 7 points. And Amy Macken was pretty much lethal at that stage of the game. So I think you need to just take the pace out of the game against them and not let them run away with it.
You've obviously been involved in multiple high-level sports for a long period of time. How real is the hangover after an All-Ireland defeat from Kerry's perspective? Is it a real thing that you talk about, or do you just turn the page and go, new year, new group, new goals, last year has nothing to do with this year? How do you manage that?
Yeah, you certainly talk about a lot in the days, weeks and months after it. I suppose when you start the new season, you can't just continue to dwell on it, but you have to learn from it. Like, you have to look at the reasons why it happened. You have to take the hurt from it, and I suppose ensure that whatever went wrong on that day, or it mightn't even be on the day, it might be previous to that, when the build up to it, or ways you approach it as a team, that kind of can't happen again. And make sure that belief is still there. And I definitely believe that the belief is still there within that Kerry team. They wouldn't have, you know, the players and the manager and everyone back involved if it wasn't going to be there. But you certainly have to channel a lot of it. And I think, I suppose, when we got to the final in 2021, it was probably, you know, we'd come out of Division 2 and we were probably the surprise package getting to that final. And it was probably only during the year that players were really believing that we could win it, as opposed to last year where it was like, no, definitely, this is it all the way. And there wasn't any sense of cockiness or anything, but there was certainly a lot of belief there. So really stung to just win that performance in the final and not get over the line. So that's just going to drive even more. And that's why you've Louise Verhertig, who's had more years playing senior inter-county football for Kerry than she's had not at this stage for her life. Why the likes of herself is still there, hammering the hammer. She's got a pair of the years, she's got all the individual accolades, but she wants an All-Ireland medal, and that's why she's still there.
And so a league campaign like this, is it about reminding everybody what you're capable of doing and just building good habits so it's less about the outcome, or actually now that you're in a final and you're in Croke Park, it's a chance to exercise some demons and go, right, this is a clear sign that we've made progress?
I think you're in the first line. You're kind of right in that it's not about winning. It wasn't about winning every league game this year. It's about, and we've just seen that with team selection. Like, there was a lot more changing around. There was a lot more building of a panel as opposed to building maybe a first 15, 16, 17. And as well, making sure people got plenty opportunity, plenty exposure to high level games. So I think the team has been a lot less settled through the league. And even it's very difficult to pick the team for Sunday and how the games have constantly changed. And it's, you know, we've got reigning All-Stars who've maybe been on the bench the last few games, you know, because of squad rotation, not because of performance necessarily. But Darren Declan, they're trying to make sure that they know a lot more about the squad at the end of the league than maybe last year, where they kind of knew more about the first 15, but, you know, you don't win an All-Ireland with the first 15 or 16, 17 or whatever. So I do think it certainly hasn't been about winning every league game, but then you get to a league final on the last day of the season or of the league, and you are playing in Croke Park. I don't think it's about exercising demons, because to be honest, you know, one Division 2 in 22, one Division 1 in 23. So they're kind of separate competitions, but I think it's about, okay, this is a chance to win silverware. It's a good start to the year. Give us a bit of momentum heading into Munster Championship. But I don't think it's the end of the world. The wheels aren't going to fall off the wagon if Kerry don't win. I think they'll understand that Armagh are probably a little bit further beyond in their preparations for the season than Kerry are, and use it as a chance to just play top-class opposition in Croke Park with a big occasion and a cup to win. But it's not the goal for the year.
It might be good context for the Dara Long comments after the Galway game 2 weeks ago, where he says that, I don't know that he said it was like the worst half of football that he'd seen the group play, but maybe what you're saying is, you know, because you're trying to figure out the bit that Ger was talking about in terms of a hangover after the All-Ireland, it felt to me that that comment, and obviously Kerry went to win the game, so it's reasonably easy to kind of move on from it, I suppose, but that comment almost ratcheted up the pressure a little bit, almost ahead of the Armagh game. But what you're saying there is actually there's context to that, and maybe it's not the be all and end all.
Maybe it's not, no. At the same time, you've got any, you know, the players are going out to win it, but it's not catastrophic if they don't win. It's not like we've gone to Croke Park and lost two league finals in a row and an All-Ireland final and we can't get a win in a big game in Croke Park. Then it might be a bit different. There might be a bit more pressure on it. I think there's one big game we need to win. There's a lot of work for Kerry to get to that big game as well, but that's where the focus is. It'll set it up nicely if you can win that league final, but I don't think it's the be all and end all. If it's good performance, good workout, unearth a few more players, give players that haven't had that exposure of a national final in Croke Park that exposure for later on in the year, there's lots of wins in that as well.
You've referred to the team there as at sometimes they and sometimes we, Louise. What's the story?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not involved. I suppose it's hard to move from the they to the we. I suppose you're so all in for the few years and such good friends with everyone as well. It's hard to completely step away because you feel part of it, almost just like a general supporter. But I'm afraid that's all it is at the moment, is a supporter from the stands.
In terms of the wider context of championship, like, we have the All-Ireland champions watching this. We also have some other teams who are amassing their strengths. A quick power rankings of where we stand at the moment, Louise. Are one of these two teams the best team in the country at the moment?
Yeah, I suppose, like, if you're going off league form, I think Armagh are probably the best team in the country at the moment. Kerry have gotten to league final, but they've stumbled. Like, just like Dara said, I've had a lot of the games. They'd stumbled a draw against Mayo, had very good win against Cork, Meath, good wins in the first round of the game or the season in January against Dublin. But a lot of the other games, you know, there was a half here and there, and that's natural all the changes. But I think Armagh, on the other hand, have just been playing pretty good football throughout the league. So they're definitely a top. I suppose you'd have to put Kerry in second because they have managed to just get over Dublin and make it into the league final. And then probably Dublin coming in third then, a lot of pressure. And again, that, you know, Mick Bowen is queued out there. They're timing their run already well. And I've no doubt, you know, they'll put in a hard shift these few weeks, get through Leinster, and they'll be rip-roaring when it comes to the All-Ireland series. Then, like, it's hard. Like, you've Galway and Mayo are always tough. Neither on a bit of a downturn at the moment, but they've such a strong system. I don't think they'll be too far away either. So, you know, there's a good few teams there. Cork seem to be as well on a bit of a downward, I don't want to say spiral, but downward piece of form at the moment. But they're, you don't know, come championship, they could be completely different teams. You know, you only need to string it together for 6-7 weeks, the way the championship is run these days. So, you know, get a few players back. They were unlucky with injuries during the league.
And are you missing being involved?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. But, you know, that's it's life sometimes. You give it all you got and, you know, no regrets because of all you had at the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, your career's been pretty good. Ireland, rugby, basketball at a very high level, All-Ireland with Kerry. It's a good innings. It doesn't sound like you're ready to say I'm finished just yet, though.
Sure, I'd say the biological clock will do that for me now, but yeah, sure. We won't go into the dramatics of it or anything, but that's probably it for me now. The club.
Well, we look forward to chatting to you about the championship as things go on. Your prediction for the game?
I'd say an Armagh win, yeah.
And we've been yarred there on two accounts.
Wow, excellent. Louise, good stuff. Thanks a million. Cheers.
Cheers, Eds. Thanks.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.